Professor Detlef Krueger, the direct predecessor of the well-known German virologist Christian Drosten at the Schadi Clinic in Berlin, explains in a recent interview that COVID-19 is in many respects comparable to the seasonal flu and no more dangerous than certain variants of the flu virus. Professor Krueger considers the mouth and nose protection discovered by politicians to be actionism and a potential germ slinger. At the same time, he warns of massive collateral damage caused by the measures taken. And then we have been, and there's, look, there's 16 story updates like that. And then we have been playing for you the video from Drs. Erickson and Mahezy. What's that?
Following the science. What is science essentially? It's the study of the natural world through experiment, through observation. So that's what we're doing. We're studying the disease.
This video has been banned by Youboo, by the way. We rescued it and have the audio now.
Exactly what's going on. And so this has caused some severe disruption for Accelerated, as we have people coming in 7 in the morning till midnight. We're reporting to the health department. We're calling patients back. And at the same time, our volumes have dropped significantly. The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially. And they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients. They're furloughing doctors. So the health system has been evacuated in certain places. In New York, the health system is working at maximum capacity. In California, we're really at a minimal capacity, getting rid of our doctors and nurses because we just don't have the volume. The hospitals don't, as I've met with their CEOs twice in the last week, and we don't as well. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID. And so one of the things I'd like to talk about is when I talk to ER physicians around the country, what's happening? Well, because COVID has become the focus, people with heart disease, people with cancer, hypertension, and various things that are critical are choosing not to come in based on fear. So what that's doing is causing the health system to focus on COVID and not focus on a myriad of other things that are critical because we don't have the staff there. And the major component is fear. People are saying, I don't want to go get seen by my doctor. What if I get the COVID?
Right.
So there is a lot of secondary effects to COVID that aren't being talked about. And so we'd like to kind of look at how we responded as a nation and why we responded. Our first initial response 2 months ago was a little bit of fear. We decided to shut down travel to and from China. These are good ideas when you don't have any facts. We decided to keep people at home and isolate them.
Now, wait a minute. Just these are good ideas when you don't have any facts. Folks, we now have data. The data says these are dumb ideas. As a matter of fact, these are suicidal ideas. As a matter of fact, these are civilization-killing ideas.
Even though everything we've studied about quarantine, typically you quarantine the sick. When someone has measles, you quarantine them. We've never seen where we quarantine the healthy, where you take those without disease and without symptoms and lock them in your home. So some of these things, from what we've studied from immunology and microbiology, aren't really meshing with what we know as people of scientific minds that read this stuff every day. So that's kind of how we started. We don't know what's going on. We see this new virus. How should we respond? So we did that initially. And over the last couple months, we've gained a lot of data. Typically in Kern County, for instance, we've tested 5,213 people, and we have 340 positive COVID cases. Well, that's 6.5% of the population, which would indicate that there is a widespread viral infection, similar to flu. We think it's kind of ubiquitous throughout California. We're going to go over those numbers a little bit to kind of help you see how widespread COVID is and see how we should be responding to it based on its prevalence throughout society or its the existence of the cases that we already know about. So if we look at California, these numbers are from yesterday. We have 33,865 COVID cases. out of a total of 280,900 total tested. That's 12% of Californians were positive for COVID. So we don't, the initial, as you guys know, the initial models were woefully inaccurate. They predicted millions of cases of death, not of prevalence or incidence, but death. That is not materializing. What is materializing in the state of California is 12% positives. Well, if we have 39.5 million people. If we just take a basic calculation and extrapolate that out, that equates to about 4.7 million cases throughout the state of California, which means this thing is widespread. That's the good news. We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California with a possible incidence or prevalence of 4.7 million. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California. 0.03 chance of dying from COVID in the state of California.
0.03 chance of dying in the state of California. Ooh, run for the hills. Coronaborg. This is what has sent the Coronaborg into hissy fits and tizzies of fear. 0.03%. Celia Farber. Back to the, she speaks Swedish. She's born in Sweden. Emigrated to the U.S. with her parents, so she speaks good English, but very good Swedish. She listened to and then transcribed Anders Tegnell's Swedish Health Ministry's press conference yesterday to get the skinny on why Sweden is the new real new normal. No lockdown, no shutdown. The public is open. They're back to work. They're going out to go to the lunch today. They're back to doing the things. Moderate social distancing not being enforced. And they're developing and nearly have developed a herd immunity to COVID-19, to this particular flu season. Well, we're being told you need to shelter in place. We've got to stop the spread of the virus. And as Dr. Erickson points out later on in his video that I'm playing here for you, by the way, it was banned by YouTube. After the two doctors were on with Laura Ingraham last night, YouTube took the video down for violating its, YouTube's terms of service. So we found the video on YouTube. We recorded the audio off of it. We fixed it because it's very annoying. As a matter of fact, I might even have Justin download this later if it's still up. And then we'll take the audio track out of that video and we'll put ours in there. We'll fix the audio and save it and re-release it so people can actually watch it. Because it's a really wacky audio. It's you only get one channel and it's very difficult to follow. In any event, before we go to Matt Gaspers, Celia Farber concluded, this is one of her conclusions in her piece at uncoverdc.com, Sweden shatters lockdown model as curves stay flat. Asked again if the overall trend was a flattening of the curve, Anders Tegnell said yes. Then he continued to quietly blaspheme against the global new religion of COVID panic, driven by mass media's unexamined assertions by saying this. This is what the doctor said, quote, "We still know very little about this illness. Above all, how it spreads. But even the earliest data from China pointed to children not being vulnerable to infection. That data was already available from many different sources, and it depends, of course, how you interpret that data. I haven't seen any data about contagion in schools. All the data I'm seeing is that children don't get sick. Data from Iceland and other places all point to that. Children are not contagious. We found a few cases in Sweden and Finland of positive children, but they didn't spread it to anybody. If it isn't highly publicized, there's a lot of data saying schools aren't a driver of COVID. And then somebody asks Anders Tegnell, the Swedish health minister, well, why did America close its schools? And then why then do we seem focused on experts that cannot get the data with which they form their models correct? And then he says, why then does anybody believe a word Bill Gates says? A lot of people are asking the question, I didn't vote for Bill Gates. How the hell did he get in charge of health policy? Long story, folks. We'll try to unravel as we get underway here. Today here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Our chat room is open. If you'd like to chat about radio-free Pandemistan, we would love to see you. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. Let's go to the Dude Maker Hotline and say hello to Matt Gaspers, who's the managing editor of Catholic Family News at CatholicFamilyNews.com for his regular Tuesday visit here. Let me just remind you that on Friday last, Dr. Taylor Marshall and I discussed having a day of fasting and prayer on Friday to bring this madness to an end. It's the first day of May. It is Feast of St. Joseph the Worker Day, which is the counter-protest or counter-effort to the Pinko Communist May Day fake solidarity celebrations. It's also what is known as a First Friday. You combine all that, it's a trifecta, as Father Calloway said last night. It's a big trifecta day. I think something big is happening here. Why is you boob knee-jerk reacting and banning videos? 5 million people already seen the darn thing. Why take it down? And what does that say about, now where are the lawsuits when we need them?